Since the recession, the Washington State Supreme Court has decided several foreclosure lawsuits in favor of homeowners. Today, the court hears oral arguments in another one of those cases. Some high court decisions may have come too late for most people, but today we meet a man who might get his house back thanks to one of those decisions. Here's KUOW reporter Amy Radel.
Larry Jemetsky visits his family home frequently, even though he was evicted from it almost 4 years ago. He and his family have been homeless since then, but they've stayed near the Blue House in the city of SeaTac.
Yeah, this was my grandparents' house and my dad's house. I went to school here.
According to court documents, in 2008, Jemetsky owed $10,000 in property taxes, and he started looking for a loan. Then his life went off the rails when his teenage son was killed, and that's when he was contacted with an offer.
They came and woke me up. And that's the day that I signed the loan papers. It was just 3 days after losing my 16-year-old son. Anybody shouldn't have to try and cope or put all that stuff in your head. It's just, it's too much to try and deal with.
In the end, he received $4,600 for what he thought was a loan. But it turns out Jemetsky had signed over the deed to his house. His loan payments were, in fact, considered rental payments. When he realized his mistake, he stopped paying and was evicted. He sued to reverse the sale under a recent law that protects homeowners from fraud. The lawsuit was thrown out at every level until it came to the Washington Supreme Court. In a unanimous decision earlier this month, the court said Jemetsky's case should be reexamined. Jemetsky's lawyer is David Lean. He says the case is one of several in the past year or so where the Washington Supreme Court has bolstered the rights of homeowners.
They attack a lot of federal court decisions that have been adverse to the homeowner's position, and they protect homeowners that are in foreclosure or have had a foreclosure without proper notice. So I think the climate has been very good for the protection of rights of homeowners.
Aaron Okrent is the attorney for the people who bought Jemetsky's house. Okrent says the case is still ongoing and is headed back to trial court where new evidence will be considered, including what he says is Jemetsky's conflicting testimony. Now the Washington Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments in another case which also concerns homeowners' rights. The Washington Attorney General has been involved in each of these cases. Bob Ferguson says foreclosure prevention has been a priority during his term and under his predecessor, Rob McKenna. Legal settlements have provided funding to help homeowners. The AG's Shannon Smith says the other role of the office is to press the rights of homeowners in court.
And it's very important to us to remind the court that there are very valuable protections for consumers in our state law, and the courts should uphold those laws and make sure that consumers get the legal benefits that our laws entitle them to.
Smith says they have prevailed in these lawsuits. It just took some time.
My sense is because the mortgage foreclosure crisis, you know, really started in 2008, 2009, and now those cases are working their way through the courts, and that's why we're seeing them now.
The question is, are these victories too late to benefit most homeowners affected by the housing crisis? Foreclosures have declined 55% in King County over the last year, according to the website Seattle Bubble. Real estate investors like Stuart McCullum say it's unclear how many distressed or bank-owned houses are still out there. He says the number of houses being sold at foreclosure auctions has gone way down.
I guess the big question is, how much inventory is the bank really holding on to, and when are they going to let it go? As long as they continue to trickle it out, it will have the illusion that it's just, you know, not that much inventory, and it actually has helped house values.
McCullum says after years of turmoil, the housing market seems to be stabilizing, but people are still living the effects of the crash. McCullum bought his own home at a foreclosure auction last year. He says the seller now rents a mother-in-law unit from him in the basement. As for Larry Jemetsky, his case returns to King County Superior Court. If he prevails, he hopes to move back into the Blue House with his girlfriend and their young son.
I would like my home back. I've been homeless for a couple years, and nice to have a good, stable place for him again.
Jemetsky even trick-or-treated at the house 1 year just to see who was living there. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.